So what is point number two? Point number two is men are, that are sent out are to be set apart. You have bigger qualifications to meet than other people do. Okay. First, Titus 1:5 says, "For this cause left I, excuse me, thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things which are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I have appointed thee." Excuse me. "If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." That is being set apart. That is some. Those are qualifications that not every church member has to meet. Now, some of those would be good for you to meet, but to be a pastor, you have to meet them all. To be a pastor, you have to meet them all. You can't just be whatever you want. To be a deacon, you have qualifications that you have to meet, and they're basically almost the same as a pastor. You know, so you have a high standard, and that's why when they separated Barnabas and Saul, they had a higher standard that they had to meet. And what did they have to do? They got sent out as, you know, as prophets, evangelists, missionaries, whatever you want to call them. The word missionary is not in the Bible, just so you know. But we call it missionary because, I don't know, we call it missionary for whatever reason. You're on a mission to try to get people saved, right? At least, you know, the missionaries we support.